If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Time for the vibe check this Monday morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah, we're just
in.
You need a physical.
I have no voice.
You gotta get checked.
I was at a pride. I was at a wedding. I was at a concert.
Something's going on, man. Something's going on with the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our friends are weighing in this Monday morning. 585-252-9800. Thank you guys for checking in.
Thank you so much. Yeah, what's been going on? What's the 411? Tell us literally everything. Yeah. The text line is open for you, 585-252-9800. Let's see who's here. Oh, of course, our besties. Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Vibes
what
are up,
up
today since we got a lot of cleaning done this weekend and still had time to relax a little. Love you guys. Have a great day. We love you.
Yeah, thank you guys for checking in on a Monday. It's so unlike you, too. But we appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. Who else is here? We have Lindsay checking in. Lindsay says, good morning. Vibes are high today because I'm ready to start the week off on a great foot. Only two more weeks left in July. The summer is flying by.
Two more weeks left in July is correct. Yeah.
That's nutty. That is nutty.
You haven't been on the boat this year as much as last year, yeah?
I'm going today for a full day.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I fear that that is true. This person says, vibe check, so hungover I could cry.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, good for you.
You starting off the Monday and the week on the right foot.
I don't know what it is about today. I just feel like it's a pizza and wine type of night.
Oh.
Usually it's a salmon or chicken type of night. I feel like it's a pizza and wine night. Anyone else have pizza Mondays?
Pop off.
I think that's the move for tonight.
Think
about it.
Go to Walgreens, get a nice oven pizza.
No. We order. Get oven pizza from Walgreens. What are you saying right now?
Me and my plant order.
What are you talking about right now? It's my nephew's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, fine.
It's a special day.
The older one or the younger one?
The middle. Yeah, Micah. He's going to be 10. It's a big number. Big day tomorrow.
Nice.
It's going to be a really busy week. But overall, the vibes are up. I had a really busy, fun weekend. We'll talk about some of that in the segments coming up this morning. And then everyone who went to Pride over the weekend, good vibes, yes?
Yeah, a lot of fun. Weather was very nice. Very nice turnout, for sure.
Do you think it was more people this year or last year?
I'm not sure. I can't say. I mean, I know the parade itself was just absolutely littered with people.
Yeah.
I was at Pride, went on stage, did the thing, and then I had to run to a wedding. So I didn't.
All in the same day. It's a busy day.
And then I went to a concert at night. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
It
Good
was
for
a
you.
Lot.
What was I going to ask? I can't remember, but how are your vibes?
They're good. Going on the boat today. Very excited about that. And just going to take advantage of the nice weather. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I got for today. Starting off the week on the right foot.
Let's clean the slate, you guys. Let's have a good start to the morning. Coming up this morning, we'll tell you about the Blue Wolf Bistro and what they did with the pet rescue event. This is their second year, and I got to tell you, it's made a huge difference. Operation Freedom Ride is an organization run by volunteers. We'll tell you what it is. They've been doing this since 2018, but it's their second year over at the Blue Wolf Bistro on Park Avenue. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings. Thank you for the vibes this Monday.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. There was a ton of events over the weekend that took place. One of them being the Blue Wolf Bistro on Park Ave hosted a pet rescue event featuring adoptable dogs in support of Operation Freedom Ride yesterday afternoon. And this is a Rochester-based nonprofit which aims to save dogs and cats from euthanization. And they say, we don't have a shelter location, so we basically rely on local partners like Blue Wolf Bistro to host us to have meet and greet events, which I would assume is a good place to do it considering how many people on Park Ave have pets. And also, the whole fundraising and donation support is a huge help too. We are volunteers and also 100% foster home-based, which means that all of our dogs are in homes rather than having a shelter location. So Operation Freedom Ride is also looking for foster families to help care for their cats and their dogs. They are an organization run by volunteers. They were founded back in 2018. Volunteers help rescue unwanted pets and find foster parents to care for the dogs until they're actually adopted. So they've saved right now 352 dogs, 144 cats back in 2024, last year alone. From that group, 297 dogs and 184 cats found their forever homes. So it's a great cause, and it actually is making a difference. I wish I would have known about this. I would have been overjoyed to go down there and rescue a dog for one day or maybe a couple hours.
One day's crazy.
I just got it. I got to warm up.
You got to do the sample platter.
Well, you want to make sure that the pet is also happy in the environment that you're giving it, right?
Yeah, the pet would probably be like, I'd rather go back to Blue Wolf, to be honest.
It's hard. It's hard. I'm assuming, because so many people who have dogs or cats or animals have apartments, I'm assuming it's tough if you're on the sixth floor to keep going down. Yeah. Gotta find grass.
Gotta find it.
You know what I mean?
So important to let that dog out.
You gotta do it eventually.
Right.
Am I the type of person where if I'm out on a Saturday having a ball, is it gonna be tough for me to want to leave and go home to feed the dog?
Absolutely.
But I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not ready. You're just not ready.
All and right.
That's okay.
At what point, coming up on the show, at what point does a nice neighbor turn into getting taken advantage of? Kelly from Webster says she's tired of the neighbors thinking that her pool in the neighborhood is some public YMCA. How does she tell them to stop bringing their kids over without making the rest of the summer totally awkward?
Oof.
We'll talk about it coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Okay, guys, it's time to shut it down. Kelly from Webster wrote in looking for advice on how to shut it down with her neighbors who are constantly sending their kids over to use her pool without asking. She writes in over the weekend, and the subject line in all caps was, I'm not running a YMCA.
Yeah, so, of course.
Yeah, caught our attention. Kelly says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show. You guys keep me from completely snapping some mornings. Okay, oh my God.
Love that.
So my neighbors keep sending their kids over to my pool without even asking. I'm not kidding. They just show up in bathing suits like it's a public water park. There's no heads up, no text, not even a wave from the mom across the street. And I will always be outside trying to relax with a book. And three kids come running over with their towels ready to swim. I'm friends with the mom. We have a pretty decent relationship. Plus, my son loves her kids. I just can't help but feel disrespected. And I think sometimes people just get way too comfortable. And I feel like this is one of those times. This seems to be happening more and more. And it's honestly starting to make my blood boil. I didn't spend all this money on a pool so I can babysit someone else's kids for free. And I've tried to be nice about it, but now I'm at the point where I'm ready to have a serious conversation with the mom. I just don't know what to say, because when it comes to confrontation, I'm very bad at it. I don't want it in my life, she says. I haven't said anything yet because I don't want to create tension, but I'm starting to feel like I don't have a choice. I'd love advice on how to handle this without making it awkward for the rest of the summer. Not just for me, but for my son. Thanks. You guys are the best.
The YMCA is crazy.
It is time to shut it down.
Shut it down. So important to shut it down. Yeah, that's nuts. But I can relate. I mean, that was my pool growing up.
Neighbors were sending the kids to mom and dad's?
Well, my mom was like, anyone can come. Like, this is not a apartment community pool.
Well, it was their pool. I mean, if they were cool with it, that makes all the difference.
Not all the kids peeing in the pool.
Yeah. Got to do it near the filter. 585-252-9800. How do you handle this situation? What is something you could say? Because you have to say something. Because I can imagine the feeling when you go out there and you just want to relax and read a book, which I still have no idea how people do that in the sun. I couldn't read a book. But you got three kids running over with their towels.
Right.
And the neighbors are just expecting.
Screaming.
Assuming that that's okay.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, not too many people today have any self-awareness.
No.
They just do whatever
they
want to do.
Whatever. All good here. Is it all good here? It's definitely something that you need to address, because if you don't address it, it's just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And they're going to be coming over 2, 3, 4 times a day. And then it's not even going to be, it's going to be so out of control, you're not even going to be able to address it. Because it's like, my biggest thing is like, when people do things and it's not addressed and you're like, well, I've been doing it this way for so long and now all of a sudden the rules are changing. Like, it just, it makes my blood literally boil. So nip it in the bud right now. Get after it. I mean, say, you can text me if we're open to guests. They can come over.
Sure. Let's go over to a couple texts. I want to get to a call from our friend Miriam here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Very well. Thanks. Well, I had a neighbor who had a pool like this, and she was lovely. She put up a flagpole, and when the flag had a red flag on it, it meant that that pool that day was just for her and her family.
Oh.
If anybody saw the red flag, you didn't go over. If she wanted to have neighborhood kids come over, she put up a green flag.
Interesting.
That way,
this is brilliant.
No question. It was brilliant. She was a lovely person. We'd look out the window. You see the red flag. No one goes over. Every now and again, she'd put up the green flag. We'd all go over.
Oh, see.
Problem solved. She never had to talk to anybody about
it. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't have to worry about all the texts and phone calls coming in. Like, this is a way better idea. You guys got to install. All right. So, Kelly, you have to install a flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Easy That's peasy.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Miriam. Have a great day.
Just solving issues left and right.
That's what it's about. Ray says, good morning, guys. This happened to us last summer. Almost exact same situation. I was trying to avoid conflict, too. But the stress of tiptoeing around it was worse than just having the conversation. I ended up texting the mom and said, hey, just a heads up, we're trying to keep pool time a little bit more low-key this week. And it opened the door to talk about it. And it didn't blow up like I thought it would.
Right.
But you got to do it, because some people will never get the hint. Does anyone have a neighbor who's very comfortable who thinks what's yours is theirs? Like, do they just kind of casually come over and help themselves? Because we grew up next to this family, and their dad and my dad became close, but he got so close where I remember a couple times our garage was open. Mm-hmm. He just came over and took the lawnmower.
Oh.
It's like, well, yeah, well, you don't do that here. That's not...
That's not how that one works.
No, that's not how we do things here.
I fear that's not it.
No. Let me go over to friend Krista here. Good morning, guys. I would start with locking the gate and seeing if that sends a message without words. If they still show up...
They're like literally pole vaulting the gate.
If they still show up, that's when you know it's intentional. After that, I would just be brutally honest and say we're keeping the pool just for family going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Kelly's son still wants to hang with his friends in the pool. I mean, you look forward to that all year. But I'm telling you, man, the flag, the green and red flag, it's a go or no. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
It's genius.
It's brilliant.
Absolutely genius.
Let me get to a couple more coming in. Lori says, I live in Greece. We have a ton of kids in the neighborhood. So I made a shared calendar with a few open pool days and sent it to the moms who kept dropping their kids off. I said, we're happy to have friends over, but we're trying to stay organized this summer. There you go. As long as you're in communication with the rest of the parents in the neighborhood.
Should be good to go.
You're going to be good to go. But the flagpole, that's where it's at. Thanks, guys, for the messages and calls this morning. If something were to happen in Kelly's pool, too. And kids
get
hurt.
They're liable.
Who do you think the neighbors are going to blame?
They're liable.
Kelly. So,
yep.
Kelly, shut it down. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY Traffic.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.